Oh, hi, Blake.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good to hear. I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah. The card that you have on file got stolen. And
I see.
So I had to go to get a new card.
Okay, no wonder. That's why we're having the problem. I can update it for you. Do you have the new card on you now?
Yeah. Give me a second.
Of course.
All right, you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
4-4-9-6-1-9-0-0-0-0-7-7-2-5-1-9.
Okay, and expiration?
08-26.
And the code?
333.
And this card is still tied into the 17 Elm Street for the billing address?
Yep.
Yes, okay, perfect. So let me get your authorization.
Everything,
you know what? This one says suspected fraud. I wonder, let me read the number back, but yeah, this one doesn't go through either. That's not the new one, is it?
The one I just gave you is the new one.
Oh, weird. Yeah, it said suspected fraud, but I have 4-4-9-6-1-9-0-0-0-0-7-7-2-5-1-9.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then 8-26 and 333 on the back. That's so weird. Because the other one ending in 6697, it said the account was closed, which you said that was because of fraud. But now this one's saying suspected fraud. Unless because it's a new card, maybe the bank just wants you to authorize it. Maybe you'll get a little text or something saying, you know, oh, Local Splash is trying to process $299.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the case.
Yeah, no, that might be.
Yeah. So, do you want to authorize it and I can try to process it later, or do you want to use a different card? I mean, I don't know.
I authorize it that you can do it like now while we're on the phone.
Oh, it already gave you a little prompt to do it now?
It hasn't given me a prompt, but the card does work. I literally was just at the bank like 5 minutes ago, and the card doesn't work.
I just want to know if I should try it again now or if I should wait. I don't know if you did anything since my first attempt. You know, do you have to?
Speaking of which, here we go. Yes, I do authorize the transaction.
There you go.
I just got it, and I just texted him back, yes.
That's what it was. Okay. So yeah, that's what I was waiting for. I was waiting for you to get some little trigger to authorize it, and then I'll try again. Yeah, because I thought if I do it back to back, it's going to say the same thing, you know?
absolutely, 100%.
Okay, so you authorized it now, and I can try it again, you think?
Yeah, you sure.
Okay, let's give it a whirl. Okay, now it still says suspected fraud. I'll just wait 15 minutes or so, and I'll come back and try it again. Probably the bank just needs to get that verification from you. I think everything will be fine. If we're having trouble later in the day, I'll follow up with you again. But for now, I'll just try to look at it later, okay?
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, Blake. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, too. You guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.